Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, my wife was extremely mean to me this weekend.
Oh, no.
She was. She's so mean to me. She got in my kitchen. She got in my face and said, "We are not going to hang around the house. You are not going to stay in your 5-mile radius here in Littleton this weekend."
Good for Knickknack.
She was so mean. She yelled at me, Katie.
You deserved it.
Looked me right in the eye and said, "We're getting out of here." And I was like, "Okay, stop yelling." And then she shoved me to the ground.
You liked it.
I was kind of into it. Then we hopped in the old family SUV, and we made our way up to Boulder on Saturday, also with a group of friends of ours, including my buddy Alan. I think Josh has met Alan. I don't think Katie has.
Love
have you
that
met
dude.
Alan?
He sticks his tongue out all the time, right? That's how I know him.
Tongue guy Alan.
The best.
Every picture he sticks his tongue out. Alan went to CU Boulder for school, and one of his stomping grounds up there was the world-famous Dark Horse restaurant/bar up there, the one that Katie talked about last week that's closing down.
Yes, yes.
So we had to go see what all the fuss was about. Alan wanted to go there one more time before they shut it down, and I had never been there before. So I was like, well, let's go. Let's grab a burger and a beer. And they opened at 11, and we came rolling in, and there was a line already in the parking lot for people wanting
I'm
to get
sure.
in there.
Yeah.
A line, and we were like, oh, no.
It's a pretty popular place, I hear.
It was very popular, and everybody is trying to get their last glimpse of this place. So we made our way in. We did end up finding a table, and yes, I got a burger and a beer, and we hung out for a little bit. That place visually is pretty neat inside. It's just full of a bunch of junk. It's like a big antique store, essentially.
Did you see the rhino on the wall?
I saw the rhino.
Okay.
I didn't see the rhino on the wall. Did
no?
I see a rhino?
You went to look for the rhino, remember? That's okay.
I didn't see a rhino.
But you saw a lot of stuff.
All the bike
I saw
tires and chairs and hats.
Yeah, and then that one room, there's like all the old like carriages and things hanging from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And there's I saw the pregnant mannequin that was up top. There's
oh,
one
that's
of those.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had a rhino?
I forgot about that.
Yes.
I didn't see the rhino.
It's okay.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things to take in.
I think it's just the head.
Yeah, just the
yeah.
rhino
just the
head.
Head.
Yeah.
I'll take your word
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, sure.
I'll never be back.
Sure, there's
you
a
know,
rhino.
It was, I could say I've been there. Is it a place I would frequent? Probably not. It's not for me.
Okay.
Well, think about it. It's geared for college kids.
That's the thing, Josh. Like, you can tell it's a place where you go before games and hang out, and you come after games and hang out.
Yeah.
For some cheap beers, you know, a quick meal. I don't know if I'd ever go back, but I can see I've been.
Because for me, when I went there, like, I was so excited to talk about it last week and so sad that it was getting shut down. But the last time I was there, I was 21 years old in college.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
So, yeah.
That's the thing. Now, the best thing about this bar is I stood there for probably 10 minutes, longer than I should have, looking at the bathroom doors. Because you got the two doors. You go right next to each other. Door one, door two. Now, door on the left says women. With a hand that points to the door on the right. The right one says men with a hand that points to the left.
Well, that sounds confusing.
So look, I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
So you're going to the one that says women's, thinking it's the women's, but you got to follow the point and go to the one on the right that says men's.
Why would they do
it's
that?
It's so confusing.
I bet so
it's flip-flopped. You just got to look at which way it's pointing. The amount of men that went in the women's and the women that went in the men was hysterical.
That's why you were watching for 10 plus minutes.
Oh my God, it was fascinating.
Great people watching.
And then so you get the people that just don't GAF and they're like, whatever, I'm in, I'm going. Yeah. And then you see the people get all embarrassed and they come scampering out. And I just enjoyed the heck out of it. And one of the best parts was this dude who's obviously like been there 100 times, and he's standing there watching people, and he looks over at me. He's like, "Classic Dark Horse, man. This is classic Dark Horse, bro. Oh, this is awesome, man." I was like, "Okay, if you say so, you stoner."
Oh my goodness,
classic Dark Horse, bro.
This is like the best night of your life for a minute, right? Like, or
this
at least
is kind of funny.
The highlight of the evening for sure.
So you know what, guys? I've been there, so now I can drop it into casual conversation for people that went to CU Boulder. From there, we went over and saw the basketball game.
Yeah.
Where I then proceeded to spend $40 on 2 beers there. Mm. Good
what?
God.
Yeah.
Very expensive beers. I sent Josh some videos of the cheerleaders dancing, which I feel like you enjoyed.
They did a good job. The routine was crisp, clean, good flips.
Yeah, it was really good.
Nice landing. Palms, solid landing.
Solid landing.
Yeah, that's good. That's
so,
what you want to see.
I got out of my comfort zone this weekend.
You sure did.
I went to Boulder, went to a college bar, and then went to a basketball game at CU.
Do you know if CU even won?
They won. We stayed through the whole thing.
There we go. We did good.
We stayed through the whole thing.
That's at CU Event Center, right?
Like, yeah. That's where the games are held. I think it's got a name now, Coors or something.
I actually don't
know. But it's a CU Event Center.
I've never been there.
It's a nice little venue.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go because, like, they care so much about their sports there, you know. The Buffs really take care for that. So
yeah,
it was nice.
It was fun. I like going to these events because they got the band there too. It's very college vibey, you know.
Yeah,
and I will say I used the restroom there too. Both the Dark Horse and the arena. I gotta ask you something, Josh.
Oh boy,
what are your thoughts on the trough?
Oh, I don't mind it. It's,
I don't
the splashback
like
is insane.
Wait,
I don't like the splashback.
What?
But
is a trough,
you know,
in
you've
the
heard that
bathrooms.
You know,
there are
a lot of men's rooms, they just have a trough. It's like a very long bathtub that you all just stand shoulder to shoulder and you go in the trough.
That's very normal, Katie.
I hate
normal?
The trough.
This happens often.
Well, I mean, yeah,
it
yes,
what are you, animals?
I mean, more so
like,
at sporting
like
events,
sports
places.
Stuff, they have the trough,
it's not so much.
No idea.
There's no barrier, like you can eat. People are peeking.
People are not meat gazing. They're not doing that.
No, they're peeking. I saw some peeking.
Nice watch. Hey, clip your fingernails,
especially when you have like four or five beers. Dudes be peeking.
No, and I don't even like the splashback.
The splashback is what bothers me the most.
Oh, you get covered.
I don't even like sharing a sink to wash my hands trough-wise. Like, I can't imagine doing the other thing.
Thousands of men's piddle on my shoes.
Oh, Lord. And it's worse when you're like middle, you know, when you're in the middle where the drain is.
That's
and
the
you're
worst.
Watching, you got nine guys to your right, and you see it all pouring down into the drain as you're trying to go. It's degrading to men.
You can really see
it's degrading.
Who is hydrated and not.
We're like animals.
Went my whole life without learning about the
you
trough.
You didn't know this?
I had no idea. You peed in troughs.
How have you not known about the trough?
I've never peed in one. That's how.
And they try to ease things
You've
up.
You've never
they,
been to college,
no,
then.
Yeah, they throw like four or five of those splash guards down in there, which do
nothing.
And then you got the guys in there that are like spitting their gum in the trough
or
their big wad of chew into the trough.
No!
Yeah, there's a Band-Aid floating by. I mean, it's, Katie, it's the worst thing ever.
Wait.
It is foul.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna need a minute.
Then you got the one guy who scoops it up, and he's like,
yeah.
That guy's in there. Still tastes like beer. Now we're kind of all just doing a little recap of our weekend, and I know Katie, God, you were posting pictures all over the place again of you out hiking and doing things. What were you doing?
I went all over the place. So I wanted to go check out Rainbow Falls down in Manitou Springs. I was telling you guys there was a news article because Rainbow Falls has been closed for years now. They say it's because of the parking lot that a lot of the rocks from the mountain come and roll down, and so they can't keep people safe, so they just shut the whole thing down. And again, it's been like that for years. So there was a news article that came out and said that on Valentine's Day, they were going to open Rainbow Falls and people could come in and check it out again. It would be only be open from like 9 to 4. So they were making it, you know, a different time frame. But they said it was going to be open and I couldn't make it out there on Valentine's Day. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out there the following weekend. I'm going to hike that waterfall and it's going to be awesome. So I have went there before because I broke in. I broke into Rainbow Falls. I told you guys this already. Like, the waterfall was all to myself.
Was that when
it
you almost
glorious.
Died?
No, that was the next time.
Ah, okay. Because
I broke in the first time and it was fine and I had like the best day of my life. And then I went to go break in again and I almost fell off the mountain. Like, my
karma.
It was so scary. It was so scary. So I didn't do it again. I was like, you know what? I learned my lesson. I'm not going to try to break into waterfalls anymore. And so I went there this past weekend. And here's the thing. As I'm driving by the entrance, the gate is fully closed. And I was like, oh, no.
Not again.
But there's a car with three people outside, and they are opening the lock to the gate. They have a set of keys. They've got it in the lock.
Well,
they
there you
are
go.
Opening
three
this.
People to open a
like,
gate?
As I'm driving by it. So I know, three people to open this gate.
There's some
but
silly
I was
people.
So excited because I'm like, oh, my gosh, they're opening it. Yay. So I park my car. I run up to Rainbow Falls, and the gate is still closed, but there's no lock on it. The lock is unlocked. So I just push that baby open a little bit. Exactly. And I'm in. And I recorded the whole thing just in case because I was like, now the gate was closed, but the lock wasn't on it. I'm not doing anything wrong. I am not breaking and entering into a waterfall.
I have a question.
What?
Can you just walk around the gate, or is like this completely like you can't go anywhere because of the gate?
On the other side of the gate is the cliff that goes right into the river. That's where I almost fell last time.
Okay.
Because the first time
gates closed, I'm just walking around it.
Yeah, you walk around the gate. That's what, and you have to like climb around the gate, and you're like suspended over the mountain at one point. So that's, I almost fell, Josh. Okay. Yes. So anyway, I'm in the facility now. I'm right inside the entrance, and I'm so excited about it because if you're not familiar with Rainbow Falls, there's like a series of river falls. So there's a bunch of little waterfalls,
little baby falls,
leading up to the big, what
beautiful.
They call graffiti falls underneath the big overpass thing, right? So I get into the entrance and immediately.
Question.
Yes, sir. Yes. You raising your hand. What's your question?
Why is it called Rainbow Falls then if it's graffiti falls?
It's not. That's the slang term for it. That's kind of what the locals have
dubbed
it.
A lot of people are defacing
because
it.
Because over the overpass. There's just a bunch of graffiti around it. I'll show you a picture after.
Okay.
I can show you the graffiti.
That was my question.
Call it
please continue.
Falls. But so anyway, the river that leads up to it is just as beautiful as the actual waterfall. Like you take your time walking up this river. So I have my camera and my selfie stick, and I position it to where I can you see the entire river and all the falls within it, and then you see me running up to the front of it. So I wanted to get
this is
a video.
Look awesome
of
on TikTok.
It's gonna look so awesome. So anyway. I'm getting all of that, and I'm so excited. And you just see, the smile on my face just looking at the river
part of it. You love
waterfalls. I haven't even made it to the waterfall yet, and I'm so excited. And again, there's nobody else in here. It's just me, and three random people are somewhere. I don't know where they are, but they're somewhere in this waterfall vicinity. So I'm done with the river, and I start walking up to the waterfall. And again, I am just, on cloud nine. I get it all to myself again, and I come around the bend, and there's the three people.
There
it's
they
like,
are.
Son of a
dun, dun, dun.
So then, I just keep
then
walking, I don't see him, but then I kind of see him, and it's just a nice salutation, hey, how are you? Da, da, da. But I'm keep walking, right? I've got business to get to right here. And as I'm walking up to it, one of them says, "Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, the waterfall's closed." And I was like, but the gate was open. You guys are always closed. The gate, it wasn't locked. I made it in. I'm already in here. Can't I just, really? The waterfall's closed. I'm trying to talk this guy
Who's
out
this
of
guy?
The waterfall. His name's Doug. I try and talk Doug out of the waterfall
what
being
was Doug's
closed.
Deal?
So Good. Here's the thing. Is
What's
he's
his
like,
position?
The waterfall's closed. We just had an accident up on Ute Pass, and there was a dog in the car that got out. So we thought the dog would come to the waterfall where the water is. That's
With
why they opened up the
stick.
Waterfall. I know.
Making videos.
That dog can't have the waterfall to himself.
For
this is my day.
Dogstagram.
I know, exactly. But no, they were looking for a lost dog who had got out of the car. Thankfully, no one was hurt in this accident, by the way. But the people who were in the accident were looking for their dog. That's what they were
And they immediately thought,
for.
This dog is going to a waterfall.
Well, again, the Ute Pass, I guess, was right there. So it's just a mile away was where this accident was. So they thought the dog went running to the water. Because if you look at
Means
this waterfall,
life, yeah.
It is gushing out the side of this overpass. So, it's a very heavy waterfall.
So they closed a waterfall
for
a dog?
No, the waterfall was already closed. They opened the waterfall. They went to the waterfall to go look for the dog. They closed the gate thinking...
No crazy radio lady is going to sneak up.
Behind them.
Gotcha.
So then,
Little
then,
did they know.
As Doug tells me, we just had to get in here to search for the dog. I was like,
Come on, Doug.
I'm already here, Doug. Since you guys are busy looking for the dog, can I just go peek at that waterfall? I'm from, 100 yards away, if that.
You might as well. You're already there.
I am right there by the waterfall. Can I just go look at it? And Doug was so nice. He's like, please just don't put this on Instagram. I don't want people. Because he said, the reason we have to close it, we tell people it's because of the rocks. But, people can't seem to stop graffitiing this poor waterfall. We just have had it. So that's why they had to close it. And it kind of made me mad a little bit because I'm like...
Lied.
I don't want to deface the waterfall. I only want to appreciate its beauty.
She's over there with her rattle can.
I know. I did it. But
K-A-T-Y.
I did want to have a little dance party by the waterfall that I didn't get to have.
That's the second reason they had to close it down.
I know. There's too many dance parties.
Ma'am, there's no more dance parties at the waterfall.
You can see the strobe lights from beyond the mountain, and they're sick of it. But no.
So he told you not to post it on Facebook. So you're like, you know what? I think a better alternative is to go talk about it to a million people on the radio.
nothing wrong. He didn't let me stay in the waterfall, and he let me go glimpse at it, and then he's like, okay, we all have to go now. We still need to look for the dog. Like, they were still looking for the dog, and I'm just very excited to see the waterfall because it had snow on it, and it was so pretty. It was a pretty winter snowfall. Oh, it was so pretty. So anyway, I was able to see
more?
It, and then, yeah, well, that was it, and then they kind of escorted me out. I said, I hope you find your dog. So I just broke in for a little bit, and I don't think I broke any laws. Like, I left when Doug asked me to leave, you know?
I think you're fine.
I think I'm fine.
The gate wasn't locked. You made your way in.
Yes, it's not like I climbed around the gate
you're
like
fine.
I did that one time. I
openly
followed
all
the
that.
Rules this time. So, and then the funny thing is because after I got kicked out of Rainbow Falls, I found out that Garden of the Gods is literally 4 minutes from there. Like, to drive was 4 minutes. And I found out that Garden of the Gods is always free. Did you know that?
I had no idea. I've lived here my entire life. I've never been to Garden
you
of the Gods.
Need
oh, dude,
to
you'd
go.
Love it.
Really?
You've never been?
Such never
a
been.
Beautiful hike. Let me tell you, I was a little overwhelmed at first because there were so many people there. I mean,
yeah.
I think.
And there's like 80 different trails you can go and choose from, too.
I mean, there's so many trails, but like the amount of people was a little overwhelming at first, but then the people watching picked up, and
pretty
that
solid.
Was fun. At one point, we were standing in, they call it Formation Rock, and it's like the big one that the Garden of the Gods is known for, the like almost flat iron looking things, right? So you're standing in the middle of that, and people take all their pictures there and everything. And there was this family, and it was a younger couple with a baby. And then it must have been the dad's friends. And again, they were young, right? So the one friend came up to the dad, and I had to contain all my laughter because he said, hey, has that baby had Taco Bell yet? That was the question. And I had to contain all of my laughter and walk away. This baby was so little. It had to be like a six-month-old baby. And he's just like, what do you think? He's like, sucking on a taquito? Like, what do
Quesarito.
You mean?
That baby had a double-decker
like,
yet?
It was so funny. Like, the way he asked it was so sincere. Like
nonchalant.
Hey,
like, hey.
That baby had Taco Bell yet? Like, it was just the funniest question.
What was
I
the
think.
Answer?
He said, no, baby has a dad. Like,
wrong.
What, a Baja Blast bottle? You know? Like, it just made me laugh in my head so hard. And it was like that all day yesterday. Like, the people watching at Garden
That's
of the Gods
fantastic.
Was spectacular. So, it was a really good day. It was a really, really good day. This was Saturday.
Are we all wondering the same thing, though?
What?
Did they find the damn dog?
I know, I don't
Where's
know.
The dog at?
And all day I looked for that dog.
Where's the dog?
No.